نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين كفروا اعمالهم كسراب بقيعه يحسبه الظمآن ماء حتى اذا جاءه لم يجده شيئا ووجد الله عنده فوفاه حسابه والله سريع الحساب او كظلمات في بحر لجي يغشاه موج من فوقه موج من فوقه سحاب ظلمات بعضها فوق بعض اذا اخرج يده لم يكد يراها ومن لم يجعل الله له نورا فما له من نور صدق الله العظيم. This fifth section of Surah An-Nur is the central also because it has nine sections, four before this, four after this. It occupies the central position. Subject is also very important. In four ayat, a simile for iman. How is iman created in the hearts of the people? Two lights joined together. One light is of the nature within the human beings, the ruh that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought into him. The other light is Quran, which is coming outside. When they join together, Nurun ala Nur. Now this is light upon light. This is Iman. Then how and where will you find them? We have been given a picture of their character, their priorities, what they like, what they are busy in. So we have all this. But now, two shades of kufr. One kufr is plain kufr. Deny there is no Allah, or there is no revelation, no prophethood, no messengerhood, or there is no resurrection, no hereafter. This is plain kufr. The other kufr is that they say, I believe in Him, I believe in Allah, I believe in the messenger of Allah, I believe in Quran, but they are acting to the contrary. They don't have the real iman. We call them the munafiqun. So now these two shades of kufr, there are similes. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيَعَةٍ. As for those who are disbelievers, although they say that we believe, but their deeds, good deeds, they also do some good deeds to satisfy their conscience. Their good deeds are like a mirage in a desert. The thirsty person thinks that it is water. يَحْسَبُهُ غَمَانُ مَا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاهُ. When after, maximum toiling, it reaches there, he reaches there, lam yajid hushayya. Doesn't find anything over there, no water. وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ فَوَفَّاهُ حِسَابًا. And he finds Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waiting for him there. That is the death. So he gives him the full reckoning of his deeds. وَاللَّهُ سَرِيُّ الْحِسَابِ. And Allah doesn't need much time in reckoning. Now these people who don't have real iman, and they are doing certain good things. I have established a foundation. I have started an orphanage. I have started a house for the old people. I have started a madrasa and so on and so forth. But if they don't have real iman, these good deeds, they will be hoping that on the day of judgment, they will have some weight in the scales of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they will be weightless in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These good deeds for them will be like a mirage. They will be hoping that they will meet these good deeds in the hereafter, but they will find nothing over there. Now the second shade, total kufr, absolute kufr. Not even, by word or by mouth, accepting Allah or His command. So this is like, أَوْ كَظُلُمَاتٍ فِي بَحْرِ اللُّجِّيِّنِ. Or like the darknesses in the deep sea. There covers a mighty wave, and above that mighty wave, another mighty wave. Min fawqihi sahab. And above these waves, there are the clouds. Now these are darknesses upon darknesses. In the depth of the ocean, darkness. But at night, when there are clouds also, no reflection of the stars even, no reflection of the moon even, absolute darkness. So this is the simile. And there is an incident that an admiral, French admiral, he accepted Islam on this simile. He researched whether Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had been having journey in oceans, whether he had the experience. When he was told, when he came to know, he never traveled by sea. He had no experience. He said that this simile cannot be given except by a person who has, you know, all the life has been in the oceans. But if he was not in the ocean, then this simile is coming from Allah and none else. Zurabatun ba'duha fawqa ba'd. There are the layers of darknesses over darknesses. Idha akhraja yadahu lam yakad yaraha. When he extends his own arm, he cannot see it. Although he has the sense of direction, that this is my arm, I have extended it in this direction, but can't see it. إِذَا أَخْرَجَ يَدَهُ لَمْ يَكَدْ يَرَاهَا وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not granted light, he cannot have any light from any other source. أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Don't you see that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all those who are heavens and in the earth, they are glorifying Him. Or not only amen, but tayru safat, also the birds with their outspread wings. Kullun qad alima salatahu wa tasbihahu. This came before also in Surah Bani Israel. Wa im min shayin illa yusabbihu bihamdihi, walakin la tafqahuna tasbihahu. There is not a single thing in the whole of the universe which is not glorifying Allah with His praise. But you can't understand. Kullun qad alima salatahu wa tasbihahu. Every creature has known its prayer and its glory, glorification of Allah. Wallahu alimu bima yafalun. Allah knows what they are doing. Walillahi mulku samawati wal ard. To Allah belongs the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth. Wa ilallahi al-masir. And to Him, to Allah, is the return. Alam tara anna Allah yusji sahaban. Don't you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drives the clouds. Summa yu'allifu bainahum, then gathers them together. Summa yaj'aluhu rukaman, then makes them a mass. Fatara al-wadqa yakhruju min khilalihi, and then you see that the rain is coming down in between these clouds. Wa yunazzilu min as-samaa'i min jibalin fiha min baradin. And from the heaven He also sends down the hail, hailstorm, as if there is some mountain of hail in the air, and from there these hails are coming. فَيُسِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He strikes with these hails the field of those whom He wishes to destroy the crops. وَيَصْرِفُ عَمْ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And He turns them away from the fields of those people whom Allah likes. They are saved. Their harvests are saved. يَكْعَدُ سَنَا بَرْقِهِ. The flashing of His lightning is near. يَزْهَبُ بِالْأَبْصَارِ. Is near that it will snatch away the sight of the people. يُقَلِّبُ اللَّهُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns the night and the day. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِأُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. In this there is a lesson for those who have real eyes, real sight, they see. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَ كُلَّ دَابَّةٍ مِّن مَّاءٍ. And Allah has created all the moving creatures on this earth from water. The source of life, I have told you, is water. Source of our creation is the clay. Water and clay joined together to make mud. And from the mud, you know, then the life started. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَ كُلَّ دَابَّةٍ مِّن مَّاءٍ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَى بَطْنِهِ. Now from among them there are those also who go upon their bellies. The snakes, etc., etc., the reptiles. They are moving on their bellies. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَى رِجْلَيْنِ. And among them are those who move on two legs. Man, for example, and chimpanzee, and so on and so forth. So many things. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَى أَرْبَعْ. There are those who move on four legs. يَخْلُقُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah creates whatever He likes. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Verily Allah is powerful on everything. لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ. O people, we have certainly sent down these ayat which are very illuminating. وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah guides to whomsoever He wishes, إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ, towards the straight path. Now there is an address to the munafiqun. You know, one of the common subjects discussed in the Madani surahs, there is the subject of nifaq and munafiqun. So although a very brief reference, but there is a reference. وَيَقُولُنَ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالرَّسُولِ. And there are people who say, we believe in Allah and His Messenger, وَاتَعْنَا. And we believe and we obey. ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّى فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ مِّن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ then some of them turn them their faces away. وَمَا أُولَٰئِكَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ and they are not really believing people. وَإِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ when they are called towards Allah and His Messenger so that the Messenger of Allah should decide matters between them, judge between them. إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يُعْرِضُونَ say group of them turns away. They don't come to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to get their disputes settled. وَإِن يَكُمْ لَهُمُ الْحَقُّ يَعْتُوا إِلَيْهِ مُزْعِنِينَ But if the right is on their side, then they will come, you know, and they will come believing and submissively. أَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ Is there a disease in their hearts? أَبِرْتَابُ Or they have doubts? أَمْ يَخَافُونَ يَحِيفَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَرَسُولُهُ Or do fear that Allah and the Messenger will deal unjustly with them? بَلْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ Nothing of these things. But actually they are the evil doers. إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ Now, the saying of the believers, when they are called toward Allah and His Messenger is, لَيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُ So that the Messenger should decide matters and disputes between them. أَنْ يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا That they say, we listen and we obey. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ And only those are actually successful. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقْهِ And whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, and then he is fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and has regard for him, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ Only such people will be successful. وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ Now as you know, one of the weakness of the munafiqeen was that they didn't want to go to fight in the way of Allah, risking their lives. But whenever this matter was discussed, they said, وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ And they swore by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the full emphasis at their command, لَئِنْ أَمَرْتَهُمْ لَا يَخْرُجُونَ If you command us, oh, Messenger of Allah, we shall definitely go out. But you know, this is my excuse. This is, you know, where I am tied up. So, if you give me permission, I will be very much thankful. But if you say you must go, I shall go. قُلْ لَا تُقْسِمُوا Tell them, don't swear. تَعْتُمْ مَعْرُوفَ There should be reasonable obedience. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ Verily, Allah is aware of what you are doing. قُلْ أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولَ Now here, in contrast to the attitude of the munafiqeen, the attitude of mu'mineen, really believing Muslims, that is also given. قُلْ أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولَ O mu'mins, O Muslims, O Muhammad, say to them, obey Allah and obey His Rasul, His Messenger. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا But if they turn their faces, فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْهِ مَا حُمِّلَ وَعَلَيْكُمْ مَا حُمِّلْتُمْ On our messenger is the responsibility of what has been loaded on his shoulder. The duty is to convey to you the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is responsible only to that extent. But on your shoulder is the duty which has been placed on your shoulders. You will be responsible. Did you believe in those revelations? And did you act upon them? فَعَلَيْهِ مَا حُمِّلَ وَعَلَيْكُمْ مَا حُمِّلْتُمْ And this is very important, you know, in Islamic organizations. This should be kept before every person who is working. Sometimes they have complaints about their Amir. He is not handling the matters correctly. Okay, if he is committing mistake, he will have to answer on the day of judgment. But you go on obeying him till such time that he commands something which is haram, which is forbidden. Then you say, La sama wa la ta'a. We are not going to listen nor obey. But till such time that the Amir is ordering and commanding something which is within the limits of the Sharia, you can't say, we are not going to obey. You have to obey. And if something wrong is done by the Amir, then he will be responsible on the day of judgment. Maybe you get some of his good deeds on the day of judgment. وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَحْتَدُوا And if you obey him, then you will be guided to the right path. وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ And on our messenger is no responsibility except of conveying the message of Allah in a very clear way. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Now this is also one of the most important ayat of Quran. This is ayatul istikhlaf. The promise that Allah gave to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they will given power and authority and rule in this earth, in this land. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah has promised those among you who fulfill two conditions. They have real iman and they do real good deeds. لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. They will make them the successors in authority and rule in the land, in the earth. كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Just as he had made the caliphs before them. There was Dawood. Ya Dawood, inna ja'alna ka khalifatan fil ard. There was Suleiman. There was the Maccabi Empire. What were they? They were the caliphs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the same way, Allah will give you caliphate. بَيُوَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمْ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ. And the second promise, actually these are three promises, but they are one in three. The same thing repeated for the purpose of emphasis. He will establish the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has approved for them. Islam will be supreme. وَلَا يُبَدَّلَنَّهُمْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. Three, this condition of fear, lest you know, some enemy is coming and attacking from the north. Maybe the Quraysh are coming from the south. Maybe the other tribes are coming from Najd, etc., etc. There was always a state of emergency in Medina. Always a fear that some tribe might attack. Then you know the condition of fear will be changed into security and peace. وَلَا يُبَدَّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي. Then they will obey me fully. Why? Till such time that the deen of Allah is not supreme, your obedience to Allah is partial. In America, can you obey Allah and His deen completely? No. You are bound by the laws here, even the family laws. You have to abide by them. You can't do as you like. And then, all over the world, can you be free from riba? From interest? Till such time that the whole system of the deen of Allah is established, our obedience to Allah is partial. Somewhere it is 12%, 15%, 20%. Nowhere on the earth there is 100% total obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then, you are not obeying Allah in totality. So for there you have to work. And when the deen of Allah is established, when there is the system of caliphate, then actually the whole deen will be enforced. And then people will be able to obey Allah in totality. لا يشركون بي شيئا. And they will not associate anybody, anything. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And whosoever disbelieves even after this, we have made these three promises with such an emphasis. لَا يُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمْ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَا يُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. لَا يَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Such emphatic promises. Even then, if you don't gird up your loins and struggle for it, then it means you are fasiq. Then they are the transgressors. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. And establish the prayer and pay zakah. وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ. Obey Rasul. The Rasul at that time was not only a messenger of Allah. He was also the leader of the community. He was the ruler at Medina. He was the commander-in-chief of the army. Who led the army at Badr? Who led the army at Uhud? Who led the army at Ahzab? So his obedience has to be total. وَاقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. So that Allah's mercy is shown to you. لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مُعْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Don't think that these people, disbelievers, can defeat Allah in the land. وَمَا بَاهُمُ النَّارِ. And their abode is fire. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. It's a very bad and evil destination. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِيَسْتَأْذِنُكُمُ الَّذِينَ مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَبْلُغُوا الْحُلْمَ مِنْكُمْ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ. Now these are again, you know, instructions regarding the privacy at the homes. O you who believe, those of you, your slaves, and also the children who have not reached puberty, they also should seek permission to come to you, to enter your privacy, at three times. Now, three times are, as a rule, you may say, you know, the sexual intercourse between the husband and the wife, in one of these three times. Min qabla salat al-fajr, before the dawn prayer, وَهِنَا تَدَعُونَ سِيَابَكُمْ مِنَ الظَّهِيرَةِ, and when you cast away your outer garments at the noon, وَمِنْ بَعْدِ صَلَاتِ الْإِشَىٰ, and after the night prayer, Isha, these three times are of privacy for you. لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا عَلَيْهِمْ جُنَاحٌ بَعْدَهُنَّ, after these times, you know, there's no blame. The servants and, you know, the bondsmen, the slaves and the children, they can come to you. تَوَّافُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْبَاسُ, you keep coming to each other. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ, in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains and makes clear His ayat, His revelation, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. وَإِذَا بَلَغَ الْأَطْفَالُ مِنْكُمُ الْحُلُمُ, and when the children reach the age of puberty, فَلْيَحْتَعَذُنُوا كَمَ اسْتَعَذُنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, then they should also ask permission to enter into that private room where the parents are. They should straight off enter that room. كَمَ اسْتَعَذَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, as the command was given to those who were before mentioned. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ, and in this way Allah is making clear to you His revelations, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. وَالْقَوَائِدُ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ اللَّاتِي لَا يَرْجُونَ نِكَاحًا, this is the case which I thought was discussed at that time. When a woman reaches a stage, she is past the age of marriage, past the age of bearing children. Now, these precautions are not absolutely necessary for them. For young women, you know, who can enter into an agreement of marriage, who are able to bear children, their case is different. وَالْقَوَائِدُ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ اللَّاتِي لَا يَرْجُونَ نِكَاحًا, as for the past child-bearing women who hope not to get married, فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِنَّ أَنْ يَضَعْنَ صِيَابَهُنَّ, there's no blame on them if they put off their outer garments. غَيْرَ مُتَبَرِّجَاتٍ بِزِينَةٍ, but they also should see that they don't use this as an excuse in displaying their adornment. وَإِنْ يَسْتَعْفِفْنَا خَيْرُ لَهُنَّ, and if they don't avail of this concession, it is better for them. وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ, and Allah is the all-listening and all-knowing. لَيْسَ عَلَى الْعَمَى حَرَجٌ, there is no blame on the blind. وَلَا عَلَى الْعَرَجِ حَرَجٌ, nor any blame on the lame. وَلَا عَلَى الْمَرِيزِ, nor there is any blame on the sick. Harajun, there's no blame on them. Wala ala anfusikum, and not even on you. Antakulu min buyutikum, that you eat from your own houses, or buyuti abaikum, or from the houses of your fathers, or buyuti ummahatikum, or the houses of your mothers. Maybe your mother, your father had died, now she has married another person. She is the wife of some other person, but still she is your mother. You should not hesitate when you go there and eat something. بَيُوتِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ أَوْ بَيُوتِ أَخْوَانِكُمْ, or the houses of your brothers, أَوْ بَيُوتِ أَخَوَاتِكُمْ, houses of your sisters. Among some tribes in India, Rajputs, they don't want to, you know, take anything and eat anything from the houses of their daughters and sisters. They think it's a shame. We should not eat anything in their houses. But it is not so in Islam. بَيُوتِ أَخَوَاتِكُمْ أَوْ بَيُوتِ أَعْمَامِكُمْ, or the houses of your uncles, أَوْ بَيُوتِ أَمَّاتِكُمْ, or the houses of your aunts, أَوْ بَيُوتِ أَخْوَالِكُمْ, or the maternal uncles, أَوْ بَيُوتِ خَالَاتِكُمْ, or the maternal aunts, أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ مَفَاتِحُهُ, أَوْ صِدِّيقِكُمْ, or the houses whose keys are with you. You are the authority. So there you can go and eat. أَوْ صِدِّيقِكُمْ, and last is your friend. You can go to the houses of friends and eat. لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَأْكُلُوا جَمِيعًا أَوْ أَشْتَاتًا, there's no blame upon you if you eat together, sitting together, or separately. There were no big drawing rooms and no dining rooms. So wherever there was a feast, you know, whenever people came, and you know, a group came, and took the meals and went away. Then another group came. So it is ashtaka. But if conditions permit, you can have a joint feast. فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. But when you enter the houses, you have to salute the people who are there. تَحِيَّةٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. It should be a greeting. Greeting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is assalamu alaikum. Blessed and good. تَحِيَّةٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبَةً. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. In this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making clear to you the revelation so that you may understand. Now the last three ayat, they are very important, again regarding munafiqeen. What happened to them when there was some expedition? The true mu'mineen were also accompanying Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And munafiqeen had to go also, because they wanted they should be listed as mu'mineen. They must be acknowledged as mu'mineen. But then at different times, you know, they kept finding excuses of going back. So this practice of theirs, that is discussed here. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Verily, the truly believing mu'mins, believers are only those, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, who have real faith in Allah and His Messenger. وَإِذَا كَانُوا أَمَعَهُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ جَامِعٍ. And when they are with Him on some collective affair, لَمْ يَذْهَبُوا, they don't go back, حَتَّى يَسْتَأْذِنُوهُ, before and without getting the permission. If you have to go, go to the Messenger of Allah, Allah, O Messenger of Allah, I have to do this work, it's important for me, please permit me to go away. But if without asking His permission, without any permission you go, it means you are munafiq. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَأْذِنُونَكَ, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily, who want to get your permission, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, they are the people who believe in Allah and His Messenger. فَإِذَا اسْتَأْذَنُوكَ لِبَعْضِ شَأْنِهِمْ. So if they want your permission due to some affairs of theirs, فَأَذَنْ لِمَنْ شِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ. So you give permission to whomsoever you wish. Not that because I have asked the permission, it is binding on the Amir to give me the permission. No. The matter will rest on the Amir. He knows what is the situation. What is, you know, the complexity of the situation? We need each and every person. If somebody going back weaker, we need each and every person. So it is the authority of the Amir whether to permit or not to permit. فَأَذَنْ, then you can give them the permission. لِمَنْ شَئْتَ مِنْهُمْ, only to those whom you think fit to be permitted. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمُ اللَّهِ, and for them also ask forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? When they have asked the permission, and the permission is given by Muhammad, and now they are going, what's wrong in it? Still, the Prophet has been asked to ask Allah's forgiveness. Why? They have decided that some of their personal matters is more important than the jihad fi sabilillah. Can there be any personal matter more important than the jihad fi sabilillah? If someone places his personal affairs above the jihad, above qital fi sabilillah, no, his values are clear. They have exhibited a weakness of iman. Well, if your wife is ill, can you give her the help? If she is to die, can you save her if you are there with her? Nothing will happen but with that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. So why you go back? This is the place for jihad and qital. So you do permit them to whomsoever you deem fit, but ask forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. Inna Allah ghafurur raheem. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafurur raheem. He is the forgiving and the merciful. La tajalu du'a rasul bainakum ka du'a ba'dikum ba'za. Don't treat the calling of the messenger among you like the calling of yours for each other. When Rasul is calling you, come. This command is something else. When a friend says to you, come to me please, something else. There is a world of difference between the two. He is the commander-in-chief. He is the ruler. He is the custodian. He is the caliph. Just as Dawood was caliph. Ya Dawood inna jalna ka khalid fatan fil ard. Now Muhammad was a caliph sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he entered Medina, till his death, he was the caliph. Then you know, the first caliph in his place was Abu Bakr. But who was the caliph? Who was the ruler at that time? Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you don't think that the call of Muhammad is just calling you each other, if you are calling each other. قَدْ يَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ يَتَسَلَّلُونَ مِنْكُمْ لِوَازَا. And Allah very well knows those of you who slip away stealthily under some cover. They see, هَلْ يَرَاكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. These words are there in Surah At-Tawbah. هَلْ يَرَاكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. All are attentive to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listening to him. They see that nobody is looking at us, and then they slip back, so that they are not noticed. يَتَسَلَّلُونَ مِنْكُمْ لِوَازَا. They slip away from there, taking some cover. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ. So now these people who are working against the matter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his mission, his scheme, his plan, you want to fail them? فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ. That some very big trial may fall upon them. أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Or a very painful chastisement should come to them. أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Behold, to Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. قَدْ يَعْلَمُ مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ. He very well knows what you are and where you stand. How much iman you have in your heart, he knows it. He knows what is in your heart. مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ. يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُسِرُّونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Whatever you have in your chest, Allah knows it. وَيَوْمَ يُرْجَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ. And when they will be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ. Then he will tell them, بِمَا عَمِلُوا. What deeds they had committed. وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. And Allah is knower of everything. Now, as I told you, after 14 Makki surahs, this is only one Madani surah here. It has a pair, but its pair is Suratul Ahzab. Not here in the vicinity, but you will find it further forward. Suratul Furqan, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. Very blessed is he who has sent down the criterion, al-furqan, the criterion to distinguish between wrong and right, good and evil, to his servant, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the third place which I have been referring to. The first ayah of Surah Bani Israel, Subhanallazi asra bi'abdihi, not rasulihi. So this relationship of abd and ma'bud is more important. And Maulana Room has said it, that when you are worshipping Allah, you are facing Him. إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا. And when you are performing the duties as a messenger, you are going from Him to the people. اِذْهَبْ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ. Now when Musa started going towards Fir'aun, now his back was towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So actually this position is higher. عَبْدِيَّة. This is the highest position. And secondly, Suratul Kahf. Alhamdulillah الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. This is the third. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. Blessed is he who has sent down the criterion between right and wrong and good and evil to his servant, his bondsman, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he may be a warner to all the worlds. الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض. He has been sent by him who has the sovereignty of all the heavens and the earth. وَلَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدَا. And he never took any son or daughter to him. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ. There has been no partner with him in sovereignty. وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And he has created everything. فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. And then a limitation was fixed for every creation. قَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. قَدْر means some amount, value. For every creation, there are limitations. We are human beings, but we can't fly. A mosquito is flying. A small bird is flying. So this is the taqdeer of the dog. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed. These are the limits. We cannot cross those limits. Whatever we have to do within those limits. وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونَهِ آلِهَا And they have taken to themselves, besides him, gods. لَا يَخْلَقُونَ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ Who have not created anything. Rather, they are themselves created. وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ And they don't possess for even for themselves. ذَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا No power to hurt or profit themselves. وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ مَوْتًا وَلَا حَيَاتًا وَلَا نُشُورًا And they have no power over death, over life, and then over the raising of the dead from their graves. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا And these people who disbelieved Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, they say, إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا إِفْكُنْ إِفْتَرَاهُ This is a forgery that Muhammad has forged صلى الله عليه وسلم. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكُ عَانَهُ عَلَيْهِ قَوْمٌ آخَرُونَ Some people, ajamiyun, they are there, shut up in some cell of his home, and they, you know, dictate to him. And then he comes to us and claims that this new wahi has come. فَقَدْ جَاؤُوا ظُلْمًا وَزُورًا So they have come forward with unjust stand and falsehood. وَقَالُوا And they say, أَسَاتِرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ These are the fables and stories of the ancients. اِقْتَتَبَهَا Muhammad has got it dictated to him. فَهِيَ تُمْلَى عَلَيْهِ بُكْرَةً وَسِيلًا So it is dictated to him mornings and evenings. What is dictated in the morning, he comes in the evening and says, this is the wahi that has come today to me. And what is dictated in the night or evening, he comes in the morning and says, this is the new wahi that has come to me. قُلْ أَنزَلَهُ الَّذِي يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, This Quran has been sent down by him who knows all the secrets of the heavens and the earth. Innahu kana ghafurur rahima. Verily, he is forgiving, merciful. Waqalu ma li hadha ar-rasul ya'kulu ta'am. And they say, what is the matter with this messenger who calls himself a messenger? Ma li hadha ar-rasul ya'kulu ta'am. He eats food. Wa yamshi fil aswaq. And he walks in the marketplace. لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ Why not an angel sent to him? فَيَكُونُ مَعَهُ نَزِيرًا So that he should be with him when he's walking in the streets of Makkah and call people, Oh, be careful. The angel warning people, be careful. This is the messenger of Allah who is coming now. أَوْ يُلْقَى إِلَيْهِ كَنْزٌ Or some treasure should be sent down to him. أَوْ تَكُونَ لَهُ جَنَّةٌ يَاكُلُ مِنْهَا Or there should be a garden for him. And he should have plenty to eat from that garden. وَقَالَ الظَّالِمُونَ And these evildoers said, إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ مَسْحُورًا You are not following, but a bewitched person. انظر كيف ضربوا لك الأمثال See, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, what type of similitudes they are striking for you. فَضَلُّوا So they have gone astray. فَلَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ سَبِيلًا And they are now unable to find the right path. تبارك الذي إن شاء Blessed is he who if he wishes جعل لك خيرا من ذلك He can give you, O Muhammad, much better things than those which they are saying. جنات تجري من تحت الانهار Gardens in Makkah underneath which rivers might be flowing. ويجعل لك قصورا And he can build for you in Makkah palaces. بل كذبوا بالساعة But the real disease is that they have belied the qiyamah, the hour, the doomsday, and the day of resurrection. وَآتَدْنَا لِمَنْ كَذَّبَ بِسَعَاتِ سَعِيرًا And we have prepared for those who deny sa'ah, qiyamah, a blazing fire. إِذَا رَآتُم مِّن مَكَانٍ When that jahannam, hell, will see them that some group is coming, my food is approaching me, I have to swallow them. سَمِعُوا لَهَا تَغَيُّدًا وَزَفِيرًا They will listen to it and fear its raging and roaring. وَإِذَا أُلْقُوا مِنْهَا مَكَانًا ضَيِّقًا And when they will be thrown in some narrow place of this Jahannam, دَعَوْا هُلَانِكَ ثُبُورًا Then they will call death, death. Oh Allah, send death to us. Put an end to our this suffering by sending death to us. لَا تَدْعُوا الْيَوْمَ ثُبُورًا وَاحِدًا Now don't ask today for one death. Wad'u suburan kaseera. But you have to ask for so many deaths. Because then you'll be revived. So that you taste this chastisement. Then if you die, then again you'll be revived. So you will have to pray for a number of deaths, not one death. قُلْ أَذَالِكَ خَيْرٌ أَمْ جَنَّةُ الْخُلْدِ الَّتِي وَعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Ask them, is this better or the garden of perpetuity which the God-fearing are promised? كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَزَاهُمْ وَمَسِيرًا. That is going to be a reward for them and a very beautiful resort. لَهُمْ فِيهَا مَا يَشَاؤُونَ. For them there will be everything they will demand or want. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They will remain there forever, forever. كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ وَعَدًا مَسُولًا. And this is a promise which is binding on your Lord. وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. And the day, recall the day, when Allah will gather them and those whom they used to worship besides Allah. فَيَقُولُ أَأَنْتُمْ أَزْلَلْتُمْ عِبَادِي. Maybe the angels, maybe the messengers of Allah, maybe the saints. أَأَنْتُمْ أَزْلَلْتُمْ عِبَادِي هَؤُلَاء. Did you take these people of mine, these bondmen of mine, astray? أَمْ هُمْ دَلُّ سَبِيلْ. Or they themselves went to the wrong way. قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكْ. They will say, glory be to you. مَا كَانَ يَنْبَغِي لَنَا نَتَّخِذَ مِنْ دُونِكَ مِنْ أَوْلِيَا. It doesn't behove for us that we should make friends with these people, without you, besides you. وَلَكِنْ مَتَّعْتَهُمْ وَآبَاهُمْ. But you provided them with joyful comforts, also them and their fathers. حَتَّى نَسُوا الذِّكْر. So that in that luxuries, enjoyments, they just forgot the zikr, the remembrance of Allah. وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا بُورًا. And they become a people lost altogether. فَقَدْ كَذَبُوكُمْ. Then Allah would say, oh you people, these are the people whom you were, these are the creatures whom you were calling upon, making dua to them. Ya Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Shayan Lillah. You are praying to Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. But they have belied you. Bima taqulun, whatever you are saying. Fama tastati'una sarfan wala nasra. Now you cannot avert the punishment that is coming to you, nor there can be any help for you. Wama yazlim minkum nuzikhu adaban kabira. And whosoever does evil from amongst you, we shall make him taste a very big punishment. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And we did not send before you from our messengers, إِلَّا أَنَّهُمْ لَا يَاكُلُونَ الطَّعَامُ. But they also used to take food. وَيَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. And they also had to walk in the marketplaces. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً. And we make some of our creatures a test and trial for the others. Atasbirun. Are you ready to bear patiently? Atasbirun. Wakan rabbuka basira. But your Lord was seeing and looking and watching you. Wakal alladhina la yarjuna liqana. And those who don't hope to meet us, don't hope resurrection, don't hope for the hereafter. قال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا لولا انزل علينا ملائكه. Why were not the angels sent to us? او نرى ربنا. Or it should be that we would have seen our Lord. لقد استكبروا في انفسهم. Certainly they have become too arrogant of themselves. وعطوا عطوا كبيرا. And they have greatly advanced in their arrogance. يوم يرون الملائكه. The day when they will see the angels. That was the day of judgment. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. Then the people will be able to see the angels. يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ لَا بُشْرَى يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ. That day there will be no good news for the culprits and the guilty. لَا بُشْرَى يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ وَيَقُولُونَ حِجْرًا مَهْجُورًا. And they will be barred from all nice things. وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا. And then we shall turn to their good deeds. فَجْعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْسُورًا. As if, you know, a player of football, he comes and hits the ball We will come forward and hit their good deeds, the heap of their good deeds. And that will be a scattered dust. There are three similes in Quran for the apparent good deeds without real faith. Good deeds without real iman. Just we have read in Surah An-Nur, that is Sarab, Miraj. Before that we had, that is ashes on which a very strong wind blows and scatters it away. Here, on the day of judgment, they will be thinking that we have a lot of good deeds to our credit. But what will happen to those good deeds? Because they didn't have iman. No good deed is acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without iman. So we shall come, strike the heap, and make it a scattered dust. Ashabul jannati yawma idhin khairun mustaqarran wa ahsanu maqila. The people of the garden, they will be on that day much better in abode, permanent abode, as well as a repose, a temporary station. وَيَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ السَّمَاءُ بِالْغَمَامُ. And the day on which the heaven will be rent asunder. وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنْزِيلًا. And the angels will be made to come down. الْمُلْكُ يَوْمَ اِذِنِ الْحَقُّ لِلْرَحْمَانُ. On that day, the sovereignty and authority will be totally for Rahman, for the compassionate. وَكَانَ يَوْمًا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَسِيرًا. That day is going to be very tough, very hard, very painful for the disbelievers. وَيَوْمَ يَعُضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. On that day, the evildoers will bite on their hands. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. And he will be saying, good, that I had taken away along with the messenger. يَا وَيْلَتَا. Woe to me. يَا لَيْتَنِ لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. Would that I had never taken such a person as my friend. Why? لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي أَنِ الزِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِسْجَانِي. When this zikr, this admonition has come to me, and I was thinking of accepting it, and go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and say that I accept you as Messenger of Allah, he led me astray. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي أَنِ الزِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِسْجَانِي. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَزُولًا. And definitely, Satan is for human beings a deserter. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ يَا رَبَّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. And the Messenger of Allah will say on the Day of Judgment, oh my Lord, these people of mine, these Quraysh, these Ummiyin, they took this Quran for a thing to be shunned. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوًّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. And in this way, we appoint ourselves the enemies among the mujrimeen, among the guilty, for every prophet. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا وَنَصِيرًا. And Allah, your rod, is sufficient as a guide and as a helper. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ قُرْآنُ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدًا. And thus say those people who disbelieve, why what not hold the Quran, set down in him one piece, جُمْلَةً وَاحِدًا. The answer is, كَذَلِكَ لِنُسَبِّتَ بِهِ فُعَادَكَ. We have adopted this attitude so as to strengthen your heart, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the hearts of the believers with this method of sending it bit by bit, bit by bit, bit by bit. Your conditions are changing. And in every condition, the guidance is coming. Then after a certain day, the new problem comes. And at that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the guidance for that condition. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنُ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدَةً. كَذَلِكَ. We have sent it like that. لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ وَرَتَّلْنَاهُ تَرْتِيلًا. So that we strengthen your heart with it, and we have sent it down bit by bit. وَلَا يَعْتُونَكَ بِمَثَلٍ لَا جَيْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ وَأَحْسَنَ تَفْسِيرًا. And they will not be able to bring to you any criticism, but we shall bring to you the answer, بِالْحَقِّ, with truth, and very good in explanation. الَّذِينَ يُحْشَرُونَ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمْ. Those who will be gathered on their faces towards the hell. أُولَٰئِكَ شَرٌّ مَكَانًا وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. They are the people who are very bad in their position and very far away from the right path. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلْنَا مَعَهُ أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ وَزِيرًا. And we gave Musa the book Torah. And we made with him, his brother Harun, a wazir, a minister, a helper. قُلْنَا ذَهَبَا إِلَى الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. And we said to them, both of them, go to the nation who is belying our revelations. فَدَمَّرْنَاهُمْ تَدْبِيرًا. And then in the long end, we destroyed them with the utter destruction. وَقَوْمَ نُوحٍ لَمَّا كَذَّبُوا الرَّسُلِ. In the same way, the people of Nuh, when they belied the messengers, أَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ, we drowned them all. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ آيَةً, made them for the whole humanity a sign. وَعَتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. And we had prepared for these wrongdoers, evil doers, chastisement which is very painful. وَعَادًا وَسَمُودًا وَأَصْحَابَ الرَّسِّ. In the same way, the people of Aad and Samud and Ashab al-Ras, people who dwelt in Ras, وَقُرُونًا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ, and many generations in between them, كَسِيرًا, so many generations, وَكُلًّا ضَرَبْنَا لَهُ الْأَمْثَالِ, for all of them, we struck and explained similitudes. وَكُلًّا تَبَّرْنَا تَتْبِيرًا, but in the end, we ruined with an utter ruin all of them. وَلَقَدْ أَطَوْا عَلَى الْقَرِيَةِ الَّتِي أُمْتِرَتْ مَتْرَ الصَّوْءِ. And they do pass by the city on which a very evil rain was rained. Rain of stones. That is the Sodom, the city where Hazrat Lut alayhi salam was sent. وَلَقَدْ أَطَوْا عَلَى الْقَرِيَةِ الَّتِي, when their caravans used to go from Hijaz to Syria, they used to pass by, you know, these cities. Gomorrah and Sodom. أَفَلَمْ يَكُونُوا يَرَوْنَهَا. Do they don't see them? بَلْ كَانُوا لَا يَرَجُونَ نُشُورًا. But they don't await. They don't hope that they will be resurrected. This is the reason that they have become blind. They see everything, but they can't see through these things and reach the reality. وَإِذَا رَأَوْكَ إِن تَتَّخِذُونَكَ إِلَّا هُزُوًا. And when these people see you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they take you in mockery. أَهَذَا الَّذِي بَعَثَ اللَّهُ رَسُولًا. Is he the person whom Allah has sent as a messenger? إِنْ كَادَ لَيُضِلُّنَا. He was very near in taking us astray, an آلِهَتِنَا, from our gods. لَوْلَا أَنْ صَبَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا. Had we not persevered with our gods. وَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ حِينَ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابِ. But very soon, when they will see the chastisement, they will come to know, مَنْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا, who was more gone astray from the right path. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Have you seen such a person who has taken his worldly lusts, desires, earthly desires, the demands of the id and libido, as his Lord? Whatever desire is coming up, he is obeying. So, he is obedient to his nafs, to id and libido. So, as if he has taken his own nafs, his own id or libido, as the Lord. أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا. So, O Muhammad, will you become a protector and a guardian over such a person? You know, we say, لا إله إلا الله. And here, the word إله has come. They have taken as إله their wishes and lusts and desires. And they are saying, لا إله إلا الله. They have to see within them. If we have put our lusts and desires, worldly desires, the wishes of our id and libido above the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are the worst mushriks. Buton se tujhko umeedin, khuda se na umeedin, mujhe bata to sahi aur kafri kya hai. If this is not shirk, what is shirk? Am tahsabu anna aksarahum yasma'un aw yaqilun. O Muhammad, when these people come to you and they pose as if they are listening and seeing you, they are not seeing you, nor they are hearing you. In whom illa kalanam. They are like the cattle. Bal hum adallu sabila. Not only like cattle, but more lost than the cattle. Because cattle were created at this level. Man was created at a very high position. Laqad khalaqnal insana fi ahsani taqwim. Now if he comes to the level of the cattle, bal hum kalanam, then he is worse than the cattle. Because he was created at a very high station. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم.